Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I caught wind a few weeks back of an online social media playful feud taking place between Dr. Oz of morning talk show fame and Mark Wahlberg of Marky Mark modeling fame back in the day, and action comedy actor now in our present age. Dr. Oz had promoted intermittent fasting and skipping of breakfast as a way toward healthier living. And Mark Wahlberg touted the importance and the necessity of eating a good breakfast before you work out and start your day. And as they would each leave their video posts online, many folks would then chime in with their opinions, supporting one of these two men and his position. And it was obvious to me as I watched this little playful feud develop that both of these men had the ear of many people, which is precisely why so many advertisers today pay influencers and bloggers to talk up their products and to wear their products and to use their products and such, because many of these influencers and bloggers have the ears of many millions of people. When Joanna Gaines of Fixer Upper fame posts something on her blog, it can be seen and read by some 7.5 million followers. When Huda Kattan, the beauty tycoon, posts a beauty tip on Instagram, it may be seen and read by any or all of her 41.3 million followers. And when Oprah Winfrey says she likes a book or has stopped eating hamburger, it can make a book become a bestseller or make beef prices plummet, because many people are listening to Oprah. And so the question that I want to ask, we want to wrestle with today, is this: who are you listening to? Who has your ear? Who influences your perspective and your position on morals, on parenting, on justice and mercy, on right and wrong, on truth, on life, on death, and so on? Who is it that is informing and influencing you and your take on life? I know a lot of people listen to a variety of folks in a variety of areas. People wanting help with their money might listen to Susie Orman or Dave Ramsey or Jim Cramer. People wanting help with personal growth often listen to Tony Robbins or Iyanla or Dr. Phil. People wanting help with their health might listen to Dr. Oz or Dr. Travis Stork, or maybe Jillian Michaels. And people wanting information on politics might listen to Rush Limbaugh or Rachel Maddow. And so it is that most everyone that we know, and probably most everyone in America, is listening to someone to help them develop their ideas about life and love and reality. But are you listening to the one that we should be listening to? Are we listening to Jesus? You know, there are many fascinating and wonderful and preachable aspects of the transfiguration story, the transfiguration of Jesus, which was our gospel reading this morning. But the one that I want to focus on today is summed up in the final three words that God spoke out of the cloud to Peter, James, and John about his son, Jesus. God said, listen to him. And rightly so, because listening to the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. And listening to Jesus is the foundation of all truth, because he himself is the way, the truth, and the life. Something that Peter had already become somewhat aware of, because if you remember in John chapter 6, after many of Jesus' followers began to abandon him, Jesus asked his 12 disciples, you do not want to leave too, do you? And Peter replied, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And that's why God told them, and he told all of us, to listen to Jesus. He has the words of eternal life, words that point to himself as God's one and only answer to our sin and our death. Words that point to his own death and resurrection as our means to forgiveness and to salvation. Listen now to Jesus. Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus said, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. Jesus said, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Jesus gives us words that tell us how to handle our money, how to be a person of integrity, how to deal with broken relationships, how to treat our enemies, how to pray, how to deal with worry, how to regard others, and a host of other things. But most importantly, Jesus gives us words of eternal life. Words, again, that point to himself as our Savior, who died on a cross to forgive us of our sins, and who rose again from the dead to give us the hope and the promise and the gift of everlasting life with God in heaven. And thus, we must heed God's mandate to listen to Jesus. That's not to say that there aren't other voices out there giving great advice on home decorating or how to apply your makeup, investing in the stock market and so on. There are. And it's all right to listen to those other voices for tips on very practical life matters. But when it comes to love and truth and hope, when it comes to matters of theology, matters of eschatology, matters of morality and identity, when it comes to such things as the meaning of life and the process of death and the reality of the life that is yet to come, we are to listen to Jesus. Not to Oz, not to Osteen, not to Oprah. We listen to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, our Savior from sin, death, and the power of the devil, the God of both Moses and Elijah, who spoke to Moses and Elijah on Mount Sinai, the one who loves us and gave himself up for us, the beloved Son of the Most High God. We listen to him because he has the words of eternal life. May we each learn to silence and to turn away from the many voices of this world, that we might be better able to listen to him, to Jesus, the one who is the voice of heaven. To God be the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, his Son. Amen.